This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're almost there. We're almost to the weekend. Smile and smile about this. We'll make fun of the Boeing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this TikTok ban, some emails and stuff this hour, but smile about something else first. This is one of those things that always, it's given me great glee. And it's going to give me more and more glee in the coming years. And if you would just become a terrible person like me, you can share in the glee. And here's what it is. Here's what it is. These gigantic corporations, they oftentimes turn into these huge soulless monsters. And now in America, they've been overrun by all this vile commie scum that's wormed its way into the HR departments and everything else. That's why that normal company you used to have sent out the email about Black Lives Matter last week. It's because of HR and all these other horrible things these companies are doing. But there is a bright part of it. The bright part of it is American corporations who are trying to destroy the country with their sick left-wing activism. They themselves are constantly running into major problems because of the vile little animals they bring inside their walls. They go to Harvard. They go to these places that produce the most horrible, vile commie scum, and they hire these people, essentially going out and finding a cancer and bringing the cancer inside of your body on purpose. That's what America's evil corporations do when they hire these commie losers out of college, and it's killing them. Starbucks has a brand new problem every other day. I want to unionize. Oh, you're closing the store. There's a new employee problem for Starbucks every other day. And every time there's one, I laugh and I laugh and laugh, because Starbucks has been one of the truly garbage commie companies in this country for so long. And they just constantly run into huge problems with the baristas who work for Starbucks, who are 99% commie scum, creating problems for them. I love it. When communists make trouble for communists. Here's another story to put a smile on your face. Black deaf Google worker who was touted as a diverse success story sues the tech giant for discrimination. Her name is Jalan Hall, the first and only black deaf hire at Google. She slammed Google and now she's suing them. Why is she suing them? Because they didn't provide her enough access to sign language interpreters. They hire this black deaf chick just because she's a black deaf chick, and she turns around and sues them because they weren't accommodating enough, and it couldn't happen to better people. Good for you, Google. Good for you. And you should know, we reached out to this black deaf chick for comment, and we never heard back. Anyway, back to the emails from what, Michael? Chris, what? It's fine. Email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I love that story so much. Anyway, look, Chris, the reason you don't understand the joke I just made is it's like tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe, a winner. A winner.
See? Tic-tac-toe, a winner, Chris. Jesse, every time I make your burger, my husband tells me, the Ask Dr. Jesse questions are clearly already coming in. Remember, they don't have to be political. Ask me anything, but here we go. I guess we'll start a little early. Jesse, every time I make your burger, my husband says I'm not doing it right because I'm supposed to make one patty at a time. Get out of here with that. And I certainly can't say that word, young lady. She said, because I'm a wife, teacher, and a mom, and I don't have the time. His lazy butt doesn't even know where the pans to cook said burger. So could you please make a revision for busy moms making burgers for their lazy husbands? And she said, I can say her name. Her name is Jessica. Okay, listen, Jessica. You obviously listen to the show. And so as a woman who listens to the show, you are aware of the tremendous pedestal I put on moms who cook and clean and raise their children and things like that. So I want you to know that I'm on your side. All right. I am on your side. I really am. And I don't want you to think, just because I'm a chauvinist, and I admit that I am, I don't want you to think that that's the reason I'm taking your husband's side. It's not. It's not the reason I'm taking your husband's side. Jessica, listen to me. There are rules in life. And rules are there for a reason. Standards, if you will. Standards, Jessica. Standards. When you make a world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburger, you're not making just any cheeseburger. And if you wanted just any cheeseburger, you could have went to McDonald's or Chili's or Applebee's or something like that. You wanted something better for you. Didn't you? Isn't that why you make your husband and your children world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers? Isn't that why you make those burgers, Jessica? Because you care for them? So you care enough to prepare for them the greatest cheeseburger in the history of cheeseburgers, but why is the greatest cheeseburger in the history of cheeseburgers the world-famous Jesse Kelly burger? Well, the fact that they're supposed to be made one at a time is part of the reason the Jesse Kelly burger is better than any other burger. If you start taking away the things that make a Jesse Kelly burger a Jesse Kelly burger, then eventually it won't be a Jesse Kelly burger anymore. I'm not putting you down. You work hard as a teacher and as a mom and as a wife, and I'm sorry your husband is having to level with you, but he is correct and you are wrong. The burgers are sacred. Do you know why wedding food sucks every single time? You've been to a wedding, right? Every single time the food sucks. Why is that? You've been to a conference or some kind of a big event or a banquet. It's one of those things everyone has to do, whether it was a graduation. The food sucks every single time. My kids, at the end of their sports seasons, they have a year-ending banquet of some kind every time. Hey, come out with the team and celebrate with the track team. And it's fine. Actually, that's fun. It's that you see all the kids and the coaches and they hand out awards and stuff like that. But you know going in, the food is going to suck every single time. Why, though? Why is it bad at the banquets? Why is it bad at the weddings? Because mass-produced food doesn't get the individual, tender, loving care that food deserves. If I sit on my Blackstone griddle and I make 4 Jesse Kelly burgers, will it be faster? Yeah. Will it be easier? No question about it. But will all 4 of those burgers be cooked to absolute perfection? With the cheese melted just the right way, the little crust on the outside of the burger just perfectly, No, they will not. Will there be one of the four that's made perfectly? Probably. But the one above that one, it'll be on a bad spot on the grill, so the cheese won't be totally melted the other way. The other one, you put it on first, and you actually found a little hot spot on there, so that one's a little overcooked. And now, you're not cheating me, Jessica. You're cheating yourself. And you're cheating your family. Jesse Kelly burgers are made one at a time. Standards matter in life. All right? Standards matter in life. What, Chris? Could it be my ADHD why I don't cook multiple burgers first? I don't have that, Chris. You and the audience, you're mean people who say that I have that. That's one. You should know that about me.
My focus is just stay focused.
The second thing is, that may be part of it. If we're being honest, I have had times before where I got distracted by various other things and ended up burning the buns. That's always devastating. If you toast the buns and you leave the buns on too long, then your perfect burger's done, but then your bun is burnt, so now you got to try to scramble. That may come into play, a small part, but still, one at a time for busy housewives and individual dudes alike. Speaking of individual dudes, let's talk about Ukraine for a quick moment. No, it's not going to be about the war. There's a different part of this that I think is fascinating. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's talk about our own country. We all want to save it, right? You talk about saving it. I talk about saving it. How do we save the country? How do we change direction? What do we do? Well, there is no saving America unless we save America's testosterone. You understand that, right? The best legislation, the best president, the best house, the best school board, the best everything. Nothing can save the country if testosterone levels continue on their current trajectory. 50% in 50 years. We have lost half of America's testosterone in just 5 decades. That is societal collapse. We simply won't be able to make enough babies. We won't be strong enough. We won't be smart enough. There are natural ways to turn this around. Your T levels aren't dropping magically. They're dropping because you drink estrogen. It's in the waters. Nothing you can do about it. Not your fault. What you can do to fight back, though, is start a male vitality stack from Chalk. Not big pharma. No more needles in your daggone arm. Naturally, there is a solution, and Chalk has it. C-H-O-Q. And they have a huge discount during March on subscriptions. So get a subscription and save with the promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. What I'm about to say honestly might be the most offensive thing we've ever done on the show to some people. And I know that's saying a lot. Like, I realize that's saying a lot, but this one may actually take the cake. You know how the whole Ukraine-Russia thing is very sad? And it is extremely sad. I know that. It's awful. Entire generations of men, Russians and Ukrainians, gone. And I know they have a more Eastern way that they look at things like that. It's just fascinating. Russia's always been that way. They just don't give a crap if a bunch of men die. They just don't care. It's not something that matters to them. So I realize that, but I just think it is so sad, all those lives gone. All those lives gone. Well, I think that there is going to be an opportunity here. And not that I want to take advantage of tragedy, or I want you to take advantage of tragedy. Just stay with me. I realize what I'm saying makes me sound like a bad person, and I am a bad person, but hang with me here. In Ukraine, they have lost generations of young men. Gone. They still have generations of young women who are still there. Do you remember back in the day, Chris and Michael were puppies, so they won't remember this, but anyone my age or older will remember this. Do you remember the mail order bride thing from back in the day? Chris, have you ever heard of a mail order bride? You know what one is in general, right? Michael's okay, they at least know what I'm talking about. For those who may not know, I on my life, this was a thing. you would pick up a magazine. People read magazines because it wasn't, I'm really not trying to be Grandpa Jesse. We just didn't have the smartphone thing. So you read a physical magazine in the doctor's office. Okay. You're sitting in the doctor's office and you'd pick up a magazine and you're just thumbing through a magazine, just killing time reading a magazine. And you would get to the classified section. You would get to the ads section of newspapers and magazines. And there would be advertisements in there for men to find a mail order bride. Oh, holy crap. Chris just pulled up a website and he's got it up on my TV in the studio. There are websites. Of course, there are websites for it now. I'm looking at one right here. It's called Mail Order Brides. And they've got some dime on the front and they, hey, you know, come get her. Well, this was a thing that was very mainstream back in the day. And I don't want to use them specifically because maybe they specifically didn't take one out. But look, I'm telling you, you would pick up a newspaper like the Wall Street Journal. And you would read through the headlines of the day and foreign conflict here, and this is a problem there. And then you would get back to the classified ads. And I don't mean some tiny little corner thing. There would be a big ad there, and there'd be some, you know, blonde dime. Hey, Helga's in Russia. She's half starved to death. Wouldn't you like to marry her? And there would be, it was a thing. It was a big thing in the day for mail order brides. I bet you money somebody is laughing his butt off or in serious trouble right now listening to the sound of my voice, because I bet you he's listening to the show with his mail order bride. And you should know this. It was a very legitimate thing. Obviously, it can be done in very dark ways, but I don't judge anyone at all if they did that. Women have needs. Men have needs. Women want a husband and safety and security. And a lot of dudes are looking for a dime out there who will support them and care for them. And if that's Helga from you know, who's Weirdistan, that's fine. You knock yourself out. There's no judge. I'm not judging. I'm really not. You know I would. I'm really not. As I've said before, we tried to encourage my really ugly buddy in the Marines. He could never get a woman. We tried to encourage him to marry the Thailand woman that he fell in love with. And yeah, I mean, obviously we made fun of him, but really we all understood, buddy, this is your only shot. This is really the only shot you've got. You better snatch one up from here. There's no American girl who's coming along on board for that. There's no American woman would sign up for such a life of hardship. But these Thai women, they'll accept that all day long. Anyway, long story short, and I realize how terrible this is, and I know I'm a bad person. I understand that. I think there may be an opportunity for some lonely American gentleman to find a wife. There's got to be a mass quantity of single Ukrainian women available now and wanting to move, right? I mean, you wouldn't want to stick around. What, Chris? What? Okay, let me push back on that. Chris just said they come from Europe, they can't cook. Obviously, I joke about speaking European. I've been to Europe twice. And I realize that's two more times than most people have, but I joke about being cultured. I don't know anything about culture, but I've been twice. I've been to the Czech Republic, Austria, Germany, and France, and Switzerland. Okay, so I've been to those five countries. I'll be honest. Austrian food, I thought it was pretty bad. Czech food, I thought it was pretty bad. Dude, German food was really good. It was really good. Now, hear me out. I understand this is Eastern Europe. Chris, you like sausages, right? I mean, who doesn't like sausages? And no, it doesn't have to be pork sausages. I'm not being mean to Chris. I'm not being mean to Jewish producer Chris. You like sausages, beef sausage, right? You like onions? Do you not like onions? You like cheese? I know you can't eat the beef and cheese together. I realize that. I got that. You like chocolate? You like pastries? Dude, I'm telling you, those freaking Germans do all that stuff. And they do it really, really good. Now, I understand, Chris, given your background, maybe Germany's not a place you feel like you'd like to land. And I understand that completely. France is the same type of way. Now, I've never been to Eastern Europe, that part, but I'm sure they have delicious food. We saw that thing. I've seen it before, that Hungarian cheese bread where they have like a fried egg in there with cheese and stuff in it. And anyway, a good cook, marry a woman who's a good cook is such a lie. That's such a lie that people told. Marry a woman who wants to be a good cook. My wife couldn't cook for anything when we first got married. She just decided she wanted to learn how. And now she's dynamite. Cooking just takes time. It takes time. Fellas, hey, open season. Helga's waiting there for you. What, Chris? I think this will be fine. We're not going to get in trouble. Anyway, we'll be back.
Tick-tack-toe. A winner, a winner.
Absolutely. We only do winning here on the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Did you hear Joe? Yeah, I almost forgot about the Joe Biden. What politics is, it makes me laugh sometimes. Even the horrible parts of it make me laugh sometimes. Remember when they tried to pull the stuttering thing about Joe? Remember, we have 30 years of videotape of Joe Biden. It's not like Joe Biden has been on a school board in some remote Eskimo community in Alaska somewhere. Joe Biden's been a United States senator and vice president since time began. So he's on video speaking for years and years and years and speaking clearly. No problems whatsoever. None. None at all. And then in one of the great campaign lies of all time, Joe Biden decides he's going to run against Trump for president. And everyone can see that Joe Biden is not doing well. To put it mildly, not doing well. He's had better days mentally. He can't talk. He can't think. He can't. And you should know, privately, you talk to these people who've spoken with Joe Biden privately, they say it's so much worse. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he had a private meeting with Joe Biden the other day, and Mike Johnson never speaks bad about anyone. He's just really one of those guys. He essentially said, I mean, he's a vegetable in person. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know anything, right? And so they decided they were going to try to convince us this guy could be president of the United States because you got to defeat Trump at any cost and all that. And they went with the whole, he's got a stutter defense. And they started telling their various apparatchik friends in the media. They started leaking these media stories. I think there was an article, don't quote me on this, I think maybe it was in the New Yorker. Chris, look that up to see if I'm right about that, about Joe Biden and his stutter. And it was this long puff piece about how Joe Biden had overcome this childhood stutter. And it was a very obvious ploy by the campaign to cover up for the fact that they were running a guy with dementia who couldn't talk anymore. But they just say, was it the New Yorker, Chris? I was right. It was the New Yorker. Joe Biden and his heroic stutter. Well, now, see, this happens with sociopaths like Joe. Joe's an infamous liar. Honestly, even if you're one of the hate listeners of the show, you know that. You're not even mad at me. If you're a hate-listening Democrat, you're not even angry with me. I just said that. It's one of those things that's just well-known by everybody. Joe Biden tells brazen lies, more brazen than anyone else. He just is one of those people who has, there's no shame inside of him, so he'll just adopt a lie and tell it as if it's true. Well, Joe Biden takes this campaign talking point about him having a stutter and he's made it part of his personality. He just immediately wove it into part of his personality. Here was Joe Biden today meeting with some stuttering kid.
So tell me about you.
I have a stutter just like you do.
I did too, but don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. You can do whatever you want to do. I used to find it hard to talk on the telephone or stand up in front of people and talk. Because people would make fun of me, like this president making fun. But remember, look at me. You're smart. You're handsome. You know what you're doing. Don't let anybody tell you. You can do anything. Anything.
Old Stuttering Joe, just out there relating to the kiddos. Let's get to some emails. Dear disassociated sociopath, I know you're a white trash guy with ADHD. I do not have ADHD. I'm fine. I know you're a white trash guy with ADHD, but surely you have a favorite artist, painting or drawing wise. I recently revisited paintings by Otto Dix, who fought for Germany in World War I. His depictions of trench warfare were brutal, graphic, and breathtaking. Highly recommend. Who's your favorite artist? Favorite artist. Chris, who's that guy who sings for the Doors? Morrison? Was that Jim Morrison? That's one of my favorites for sure. Keith Richards has always been an artist that I've always had a lot of admiration for. So probably one of those two guys, I would guess, probably. Jesse, all the service except the USMC. What did you say, Chris? What? You think he meant like a painter? Well, I don't know any of those guys. So that's why I brought up Morrison and the other guys. I don't know any painters. For Shel Silverstein, actually, that's a good one. Chris, what do you mean who? He sounds like you might know him. I think he wrote stuff. I think he drew a lot of stuff in Michelangelo and Leonardo and Donatello. Those guys for sure. Big, big art guys. All the services except for the USMC are having trouble making their recruitment goals. Situation is so bad. The Air Force announced they're accepting back retirees. Why not allow all these undocumented aliens with the promise to serve? A win-win. No, well, here's what's not understood. It's the way they do things that matter and the way they will do things that matter. Men have been joining the services to earn their citizenship, earn their American citizenship for a very, very, very long time. Shoot, I was in the Marines with a few of these guys, and they were studs. They didn't always habla the best, but they were patriotic, loved the country, would die for it, and they knew that on the back end of it, they had some citizenship waiting for them. There's a huge difference in taking somebody who's come here legally, is trying to earn citizenship, and offering them a path to prove their loyalty to this country. If they serve it, hand them citizenship. There is a huge difference between that and telling some illegal who just flooded into the country and he's been living on the taxpayer dime in New York, in a New York hotel, telling him that he can be a citizen if he just does a 2-year stretch in the Air Force.
Why are you
there
gay?
There is a huge difference in that, and those two things should never happen. And again, remember this. The people who would implement a policy like that, they're all of the worst people in the world. The HHS secretary, listen to this guy and his coldness about 400,000 missing illegal kids. What kind of guys do you think he would bring to the Army recruiter's doorstep?
And there have been about 400,000 of these unaccompanied children that have come to the United States during President Biden's term of office. Can you tell us where they are now?
We can give you information on the vetting process and
no, I ask you, do you know where they are now?
As I said to you, we can tell you who the vetted sponsors were that received
these kids.
That's
not what I asked you.
400,000 children. Children. From other countries, yes, but children are all around us right now. I'm sitting here, Houston, Texas. One of the human trafficking hubs of the country because it's a port city. Look, whenever you have a port city, you're always going to have more crime. You just are. L.A., New York, Houston, go down the Seattle, you name it. You have a city with a port, you're going to have more crime. We have always been a human trafficking hub. I guarantee you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, within 5 miles of me right now, there are multiple children living in hell. Some kind of horrible conditions that I don't even want to know about. Kids, totally innocent kids. The HHS secretary doesn't know and doesn't care where they are. These are the people who run America's immigration system. Those kinds of people are not going to vet only the best and brightest of the illegals and send them to the military. Those types of people will send the worst of them to the military. The worst of them to the military. All right. Couple other things, headlines I didn't get to. Then we're going to get out of here. Before we get out of here, that story I read earlier about private companies coordinating with the DHS, FBI for you, private banking for you, private phone companies for you. What can you do to protect yourself from that? How do you protect yourself from a corporation that's been monitoring your phone activity and then hands that activity to the government? How do you protect it? You get a silent bag. That's how. A signal blocking Faraday bag. That's what silent. Silent is spelled S-L-N-T, by the way. S-L-N-T. You have a smartphone? When you're not on it, it needs to be in a silent bag. You have a laptop? When you're not on it, it needs to be in a silent bag. Stop this 24/7 surveillance of you and your data and all your information that all the worst people are sharing with each other back and forth. Get a silent bag. 15% off plus free shipping on qualifying orders at silent.com/Jesse. SLNT.com/Jesse. Protect your stuff. Your data is everything now. It's a treasure. So protect it. SLNT.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. And also, don't forget about the future of American cities. Toronto, Canada, gave us a little preview. Hey, if you're worried about these break-ins, just leave your key fob by the front door.
Car thefts have become more prominent across the GTA, up nearly 25% in 2023 from the year prior. Now, police in York Region are out with a new safety tactic. Door stops have been handed out to some residents in an effort to prevent door kick break-ins to steal car keys. There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto Police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car.
Just a little preview of what's to come for us. Also, let's remember this. Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, publicly on the Senate floor, that means it's much more official, not at some campaign event, on the Senate floor, Chuck Schumer got up and called for the ouster of the head of the government of Israel. Man, Democrats are really, really, really concerned about losing Michigan this November.
At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
Chris said they're going to lose half their funding. Well, listen, they're not going to go all in for Gaza, for Hamas. They're going to keep trying to walk the tightrope. They understand by now they're going to lose some Jews. They're going to lose some Muslims. That is, there's nothing they can do to prevent that. They know that. They're just trying to mitigate those losses and make sure it's not quite that bad. But they have a huge, huge issue with their domestic voting coalition for Chuck Schumer to shock even other dork senators by calling for the ouster of Netanyahu. That is a big, big, big deal. All right. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. Before we get to those, I want to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now. It is the time. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Also remember, you do not have to live with pain. That is a lie. It is a lie we have accepted over the years. We either live with pain. Ah, my joints hurt. My muscles hurt. My neck. We either live with it or we take ibuprofen or something stronger to try to cover it up. Well, I'll just have a couple more of these. Just going to get through the day. Just want to get through my work day. Wrecking our bodies for pain relief. You don't have to do that. There is a drug-free, all-natural way, and it's called Relief Factor. You know how anti-drug I am. Big pharma. No. All natural. Help your body fight inflammation naturally and live pain-free. They sell 3-week quick start kits for $19.95. What a difference it is being pain-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. All right?
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Yellen on inflation upticks. The trend is favorable, but don't expect this to be a smooth path month to month. You notice how they keep telling us, they keep giving you all these signals. Ah, things are looking good. in the long term, well, I mean, yeah, we're certainly trending in the right direction, but there are going to be some bumps in the road somewhere. These people all know the pain they're bringing down on you and me, and they know what's coming, and they're going to lie through their teeth until it gets here, and then they're going to look around and say, nobody knew! American Airlines Boeing 777 makes an emergency landing at LAX. Maybe you're rolling your eyes and saying, Jesse, get with the program. That was from last week. Nope! This is yet another Boeing plane with a huge problem that had to land. I'm telling you, it's just a theory. I have no information whatsoever to back this up other than the fact I know this kind of thing happens. I believe that Boeing was penetrated, compromised. Compromised, Chris, why don't you grow up? I believe Boeing is currently being attacked by a competitor. That's what I believe. China says TikTok ban would come back to bite the U.S. Come back to bite us? Oh, come on. It's the federal government stepping in to protect us from foreign enemies. Not sure how that could ever come back to bite us. I mean, look at the Patriot Act. The Pentagon promises a clean audit by 2027 as it eyes $849.8 billion budget. Hey, guys, I don't want you to stress about the trillion plus dollars that got lost, quote, lost at the Pentagon. I want you to understand they're going to do an audit in just a few years. In a few years from now, they're going to dig in and they're going to audit and they're going to take care of things. So just keep writing those taxpayer checks. I'm sure everything's on the up and up. Virgin Voyages debuts 4-week cruises for remote workers. I didn't know that's what we were calling Navy deployments now. Neil Young returning to Spotify after Joe Rogan boycott. I'd almost forgotten that dork Neil Young left Spotify because he was mad that Joe Rogan was on there. And, well, I guess the boycott only lasted a couple of years and old Neil's coming back. No, you don't say. Hunter Biden federal gun trial set for June 3rd. I'd almost forgotten that Hunter Biden has a documented felony. And I mean, it's not up in the air. We all know he committed a felony. You're not allowed to lie on that form. He lied on the form. We know he lied on the form. It is going to be fascinating to watch him get let off with a misdemeanor, though. Remember all those January 6 prisoners? RNC sues Michigan Secretary of State Benson over voter roll maintenance. No, I'm sure the Secretary of State of Michigan is being a little lackadaisical with the voter rolls for other reasons. It's certainly not that they want to cheat. Kamala Harris to visit a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Minnesota on Thursday. Definitely not the first one of those she's been to. Stephen A. Smith says you're smoking crack if you think Biden can make it another 4 years. Well, clearly Hunter Biden thinks he can make it another 4 years. Canadian law endorsed by Trudeau government could imprison people for life for speech crimes. Coming soon to a blue state near you. Get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of the show, the interviews to anything, go download the podcast of the show. Don't call it. Ask me to repeat it. It's all sitting there in electronic format. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is tomorrow. All right. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.